Okay, continuing on in Perek Yud Zayin of Kalim today, Mishnah Yud Zayin, and there are other things that would also be types of clay eights, or even some of these could be in cases of leather, not only one of them really, and which is the tachtit of a tzorfim. So a tachtit of a tzorfim is tmeya. Now remember, we're talking about something which is a material that if it doesn't have a base kibul, it's not considered to be makabel tuma. So they have these kind of trays that are meant to collect shavings of people that work with gold or silver, because remember, every little piece counts, you want to melt them down again. So they would put a little tray that has a slight bend on the side, but it is used to hold something that can be held by that kind of thing, and therefore it is considered to be tame. Masha Einkein, if it's somebody who's working as a smithy with iron, he's not careful to collect the pieces. All he wants to make sure is that no hot pieces fall on anything, and therefore this is a kisui, and it's not a beit kibul. So if it's of a napach, then it's tahor. Now, there are also kinds of things which themselves are completely flat, but which contain within them a little indentation for one purpose or another. So let's say you have a kind of wood that you use to sharpen a delicate knife on. There was a little indentation that would hold oil that you would put over it, obviously to facilitate, to protect the board, and that's a mashchezet. So even though it's flat, but since it has a Beit Kibul Shemen, therefore it's considered to the entire thing now. Because remember, anything that is one kli, if it has a chelik in it, that has a Beit Kibul and it's eight, it's considered to be a Beit Kibul, and therefore it's tmeya. But if it's just a straight mashchezet, then of course it would be tahor, because it does not have any Beit Kibul, it's just a flat piece of wood. How about a pinkas, sheyesh bo Beit Kibul Sha'ava? There were also, remember, tablets, which they would write with a stylus in wax, and those would also often have a little indentation for fresh wax to be able to use for erasure to spread out over the whole thing. So if it has a Beit Kibul Sha'ava, it's tameh, but if it's just a flat tablet, so then it does not have any din of a base kibul. Now, there are also things that we said before that are considered to be kalim only because they're roi for tumas midras. They would not have any din of base kibul. But since we have a whole new parshan hatera of the asher yishkav alav and so on, we learned from there that anything that is shayach to yeshivat, someone who's betame mishka v'moshav, anida, zav, and so on, these things would be completely mekabel tuma for anything. And the given cases in the Torah were things that were made out of straw and so on. So suppose you have a machatzelet. So you have a mat. That's the case that the Torah speaks about. You have a machatzelet that is made out of straw. But you might have a shvoferet that is made out of straw, because straw is great to make what we call still straws. That's the reason that we call these plastic straws straws, because the original straw, of course, was the hollowed out a straw where you have a reed that grows naturally and can use it to suck on. You remember as a kid, you used to put it in your mouth, pretend you were smoking, you know, and you sucked the air through the straw. Fine. So that would be a shvoferet made out of kash. And Rabbi Akiva says even that would be tamei, because look, it's not just a piece of junk. It's actually usable. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, oh, let's just throw away junk. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af shel pakuot kayotzei behen. The same machlokas that we had between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan over here is also true out of stronger things. And that would be things that are made out of gourds, which also either could be made into a machatzelet or could be used directly as a straw. Masha Einkin, if you have a machatzelet that's made out of kanim, or it's made out of chelev, those things are just, they're too hard. They're not comfortable. And because of that, the normal use of a machatzelet made out of bamboo, let's say, right? You wouldn't sit on that. It's mostly used as a sidewall for your sukkah. I mean, it's used for shade, or to put it up over a porch or something. And for shade, there's no din of, obviously, of tumas midras, and it does not have an area that's a base kibbutz. Suppose you want to make a shvoferet out of a kana, and you turn it into a kli. Now, the way you would do that would be you would take out all of the inside of the bamboo. That's called the pith. It's the it's easy to scrape it out, but it fills up most of the area. So even that's called tahor until you take out of it all of the kache, which is the stuff that it comes with that prevents it from holding very much at all. Okay, that ends the 17th perek, which is a wonderful achievement because, boy, that is some big perek. And this was called Klei Ba'alei Batim. Now, in a sense, we're still in the middle of these Klei Eights, which would be a good reason for us to go on before doing a complete review, which is something that I mentioned to yesterday I'd love to do. But there was the opposite side of the Klei Eights. The opposite side, remember, of the Klei Eights was if it's so big that it holds more than our Bohim saw, so then since it's compared to Sak in the Torah, and Sak, by definition, is a sack, and it's Mitaltel Mali Varekam, once something is too big to be easily moved without falling apart, it's that's a new issue on anything compared to Sak, that it would not be Makabel Tumah. So just like something that's too small and doesn't have a usable Klei Kibbol is not Makabel Tumah because it's called Pshute Klei Eitz, so too something which is too big is not Makabel Tumah, and that's called Eina Metaltem Olivereikah.